Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings. This is Sister Unique. How's everybody doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Energy Report. Woo, we made it, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for living your life out loud. And let's get into this energy for the month of March 2023. Just some notes real quick. Just to let you know that this show is not for me alone. I'm inviting all those that are interested in asking questions or some insight on the things that we're talking about tonight. Go ahead and press 1 to let you know in advance, and you can join in on the show. Tonight, we're going to touch bases on our, just like we did last month, we're going to talk bases on our a full moon we just had, as well as the new moon that's coming up, and a couple of these planetary alignments that we have, and also, you know, how it's going to affect us as a whole, and also to lift the vibration. And that's what I really want this, when we talk about energy, energy is a vibration, to lift the vibration of the things that's going on around us. Even though we sit here and we have these shows and we talk about what's coming, we also realize that it's coming, but it's the way how we react to those things and what we're going to do. You can sit down there and somebody can tell you all day long, well, this is what's going to happen, but how you prepare yourself is what's really going to help with your outcome and maneuvering yourself through these energies. So first, I want to go ahead and give honor and praise to God always being in there, waking me up, waking us all up, allowing us to wake up in our right mind, body, and spirit, allowing us to move forward. And then we ask that they, God, in this show and in the things that we do, and that no hurt, harm, or danger comes upon us, and also that we allow each other to share, to lift the vibration, to align ourselves with the divine, so that we can have good conversation, you know, a good educational moment, and as well as celebratory and have fun, because we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. So moving forward, also want to say happy soon-to-be spring, everybody. Yay! We're almost out of it. We're going to talk about our spring equinox that's coming up. Also, happy birthday to all of our Pisces that we have, as well as we're getting ready to move into Aries season. So that's going to be really, really interesting. So if we have any Pisces out there, want to say happy birthday to you. And we want to just thank you for all the energy that you've given us, that dual energy of the Pisces. And we'll talk about our Aries later on in the show. So, March Energy Report. So we're going to start off by talking about, so today is what, the 14th. Okay, so with today being the 14th, that means that on March the 7th, we had a full moon, and that full moon energy was in Virgo. So the full moon that we had on the 7th was called the Worm Moon. And I had to do some, you know, do some research and find out what that meant. And the worm moon actually is the time of the year where the earthworms, I know we need them, but when the earthworms dig themselves through and they come to the top of the dirt to where they actually can be visible or seen or start to defrost, basically, from all of the wintry mix because spring is coming. So they'll be right there at the top, which is so interesting. Because I also read that this is also a time where a lot of indigenous and native people to the land, they also call this the sap moon, because during this time, they knew that they can go ahead and tap the trees in order to get the sap out. So This is the year, this is the time when this moon comes out. We know that it's time for a change. It's time for us to come out of being dormant. And it's so crazy because we talk about, if we look at nature, we can see how we should be moving within ourselves. We, you know, there's a saying that goes that there's nothing new that's under the sun. And I used to say that all the time until I realized that we're all unique and God has created us to be and to do different things. So there's a lot of things that can be predicted, and there's a lot of things that you can see and align yourself up. If anybody has ever read the Farmer's Almanac, Farmer's Almanac will give you predictions for, oh my gosh, for years to come on when there's going to be full moons, quarter moons, last moons, first quarter moons, you know, any moon waning. And they use that so they know about the weather, they know when they should plant. I think it's awesome. And if we decided that we was going to follow that same type of energy or look at nature to see how we should be moving within ourselves, we can learn a lot. So when you think about the worm that's digging itself out of the dirt and coming to the front, a lot of times within ourselves during this season, and correct me if I'm wrong, we talked last month about the work that we had to do, how the moon and the energies that were going on then was putting us in a situation where there was going to be change. There has to be a change that's going to come. And in the process of you making that change, you might have to dig yourself through some muck to get to the top of what you're trying to do. So we have to leave ourselves open to be able to dig through the muck. So on March 7th, and you know that we have the pre-shadow and the post-shadow time around that full moon. So if there was any type of work that you wanted to do or any intentions that you had prior to that full moon, you should have been able to release and rejuvenate and do all the things that you needed to do 3 days prior, 3 days after, you know, in order to move some things around. The thing that I appreciate about the new moons that we had last month, the full moon we have this month, is that everything that we set intentions for last new moon, we should start to see those things come into fruition. And that new, and this new moon that we had in Virgo, which is also an earth sign, a grounding sign, we should have been able to continue to build on top of that. And just like the spring, when you're building on top of, you want to make sure that your foundation is correct, as well as when you're planting your seed, you want to be able to plant your seed in what? Fertile ground. How fertile are we? How fertile is the ground that we have within ourselves? Are we ready for seeds to be planted? And when I say the fertile ground, I'm not just talking about your full body. I'm talking about the ground of your mind. Is your mind fertile and open and willing to take in new seeds to be planted? Sometimes we think that we're too old, or we have too many degrees, or we have so much of this that we forget that we don't leave room for growth. We don't leave room for new seeds to be planted. And as long as you allow new seeds to be planted, when times like this come about, that spring, when it's time to work yourself through the muck, you'll be truthful not just with yourself, but you'll be truthful with others because you've worked yourself through the muck. See, the worms are the ones that's working themselves through. Nobody's going down and digging them out and saying, come on, worm, it's springtime. You need to come on up. They naturally know what they were supposed to be doing. What I also thought that was interesting was that earthworms actually were not native to North America at the time. During the Ice Age that covered North America, was it 12,000, 12 million years ago, a lot of those worms were killed out, and the earthworms that we see now were actually brought over by the colonists, and they either came in plants or anything else, or came in on the ships, and they used them as a form of fertilization when they were planting their crops. So just a little, fact that I found out today that I thought was really interesting about the earthworm. And still people use them to fish with, and, I just can't do it. I know they're a great bait, but, you put that hook in the back, they still move so they can feel it. So we need to understand. I had a moment. I apologize, but I've been fishing before, and those earthworms are woo-woo. Just the fact that they're not indigenous to North America, but they're still able to adapt, is an amazing thing. So we're also moving into our last quarter moon, which is tomorrow. And so as we move into going towards our new moon, which is going to be on March the 21st, prior to that is our ding, 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 our spring equinox, which is so amazing. I'm so happy. And I know a lot of people are too, because spring equinox starts the zodiac wheel all over again. So all of us that, that understand and realize that the spring is actually our new year, that's when the new year, according to the Gregorian calendar that we're using, and then we'll start talking about the different types of calendars and cultures and zodiac, but we'll do that on our next show. According to that, our spring starts, our new year starts in the spring. And you have to think about it. Everything's dormant, and now we're getting ready to break into something new, break into a new season of growth, a new season of life, a new season of sunshine, a new birth, and that's always around spring, that's always around March, and that's also Aries season. So Aries is that baby of the zodiac. So as we go through what our spring solstice, also you hear people say spring equinox, we know that the days and the nights are equal, and that during this time, as the days, I think it's a blessing now that at 7 o'clock, it's not that dark anymore. This is also around the time when you have, this is Lent season. We also have Ramadan coming up. And so that's another signal of what we need to be doing with ourselves, Within ourselves, we need to be doing that thing that our grandmothers had us do, great-grandmothers had us do all the time, spring cleaning, So not only is nature cleaning itself up, and not only is the cosmos cleaning themselves up, we need to clean ourselves up also, as above, so below. This is a great time to detox. This is a great time to fast. This is a great time for us to go back and say, listen, this is what I was doing, and this is where I want to go. So what's in between that I need to clean up? What do I need to work through? Remember, like the worms digging themselves through that muck. What do I need to work through in order to be able to reach the sunshine, in order to be able to really be a part of, that new growth, in order to have fertile ground for new seeds to be planted so I can see new things and have new things. And when I say things, not just, physical, but the mental, the spiritual, you know, for all those that traveled at the early part of the month and we were down in Tampa, you know, and realized we was going to ride in that moon until I came back and I'm riding up the road and I'm like, okay, I understand the energy now. You know, that full moon was, she was there. She was in your face, you know, and that was a time of change. There were a lot of people going through, doing spiritual work, and there was a lot of changes going. There was a lot of intentions and asking and feeding off that energy of that moon that we set, and now we're going to start seeing what we need to do, what changes needed to be made, what changes need to be made for us to move through, and what do we want to do. We're also in that energy of that Pluto energy. You know, Pluto is a planet that it's about destroying and rebuilding. It's about us realizing what needs to go and what can we save. Now, a lot of times they say during a full moon that you're supposed to release and get rid of, but some things, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say. You know, sometimes it's not just about releasing as much as it's about recognizing what needs to be done, and maybe you have to replenish or, you know, revisit. Some things are not necessarily dead and gone as much as, you know, it needs to be refurbished. You know, there are people who do reupholstering of furniture. You know, the bones are good on the chair, or the stool, but it's the cushion or the material that needs to be, that's not good. So one person can look at that and say, oh, I'm done with that. I'm just going to get rid of it, and I'm going to throw it away. But somebody else can look at it and be like, well, you know what? It has good bones. That wood is still good, though that metal is still good. It just needs to be shined up a little bit, and I might have to put a little bit more energy into it, and I might have to, you know, buy some cushion and some piping. But if you look at it as if it's worth putting your energy into refurbishing or going back and revisiting or going back and, you know, going back and saying, you know what, this is what this is. I would like to change this so we can have that. That's a good thing to do during that full moon energy. You know, everything is not, you don't always have to just like, oh, I'm just going to throw it away because it no longer serves me. Well, it does serve a purpose, and even if you don't want it, it serves a purpose for somebody else. So when we are also asking for things and we're setting intentions, when we also release things, we have to release those things in love. We have to replenish them in love. There's an old saying that goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And that's the reason. It's not because, oh, well, because they don't have anything, but sometimes people can see the beauty in certain things that you may not be able to see, or others may not be able to see the beauty in. And sometimes that beauty that we need to, that others don't see, is the beauty within ourselves. See, when you're working yourself through the muck, when you're going through the darkness, when you're, you know, cleansing, and if you've ever really detox, it is not cute. You are not, it's not cute. You're sweating. You're using the bathroom. You might break out with pimples. I know my eczema flares up, but my mother used to always tell me that you have to have a flare up in order to have a clear up. And that's exactly what the planets are doing. That's exactly what this energy is that we're going through. That's exactly what the earth is doing. It flares up so it can clear up. It's getting rid of all the things, not only that doesn't serve you, but saving and replenishing and fixing those things that do work for you, those things that are for you, and knowing the difference between the two. so important. That's why our intention is so important. That's why our intuition, pardon me, our intuition and intentions are so important. That's why it's so important that not only do you speak to yourself, that ground, that energy, that earth within yourself, but then we also speak to the earth. We speak to the land. We speak to your flowers. You tell Mother Earth, thank you. You tell the trees, thank you. You tell the flowers, thank you. You tell the water, thank you. You know, if you listen to the Faith Walk the other last weekend, that was one of the Native American prayers that she was talking about, was giving honor and praise, and how they were talking about the earth itself. You know, we have to say thank you, not just thank you to the earth, but thank you to yourself. Thank your body. You know what I'm saying? Thank your body for, you know, the, even though, yep, you know, your bones might crack a little bit, but your bones, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Blake, for taking me in. Thank you for, you know, my heart for still beating. And doing the things that you need to do to get rid of, that's what detoxing is, doing the things you need to do to get rid of those things that don't serve you so they can continue to work for you and work in your behalf. And so when we do this spring cleaning of our minds and this spring cleaning of our spirit, you know, when we start our fast, when we do this spring cleaning that the world is going through right now, that's why I said raise your vibrations, because God is cleaning house, powers that are not supposed to be, cleaning house, energy that's not supposed to be there, cleaning house, and it's supposed to happen. It's just how you're going to react to it. If you're going to allow yourself to get caught up in the drama of it, or you're going to allow it to naturally flow and do the work that you're supposed to be doing during this time, not just for yourself, but for the world as a whole. So, like we said, during this time, you do your spring cleaning. We also know that during this time that we do our celebrate. We celebrate. There's a lot of cultures that they have, you know, it's time for, I think like in northern India, they do the colorful festival. I love that, where they throw all the colors, and it's that colored powder, and that's their way of celebrating the many colors of spring, you know, because along with that is the change, you know. Because spring is not just about, and what's beautiful is that we're in that time where from the March 16th through April the 11th, Venus is in Taurus. And so, you know, the planet Venus, everybody knows that Venus is associated and it rules, it's associated with love and how we express it. Venus is also over money and beauty and creativity, and the appreciation of beauty. And so if you have Venus anywhere in your chart, or if you have Taurus in your chart, Taurus is that sixth earth sign, and it has an appreciation for the beauty, as well it has an engaging, it allows you to engage in your senses. The Taurus energy is more natural and organic. It's a solid foundation of values. It's about loyalty and commitment. It has desire for long-term, long-lasting communications with people, places, and things. But also the other side of that is that, you know, you have to watch out for the jealousy. You know, you have to watch out for the trying to be in control with that energy. So you're going to see certain things pop up. Because mind you, when you're cleaning, remember, when you're fasting and you're detoxing, things are going to come up. So in the process of us doing this cleansing during this time, working with this energy, we have to balance it out with love. We have to, oh my gosh, I got a pimple. You know what? I love you, pimple, because that's all the detox, that's all the impurities that's coming out. No, I don't like that it's on the side of my face and I'm supposed to go on a date. But you know what? I'm going to get some of this Egyptian clay and I'm going to put it on my face and I'm going to raise my, I'm going to talk to it. And then I'm going to go ahead and clean my face. And after I do that, I'm going to put some aloe on it. And you know what I'm saying? So instead of just being upset with the pimple, because you already know you're detoxing and you already know the pimple is coming, in the process, once the pimple comes, you have things in place on how to take care of it. Because what? You already knew it was coming. You already know what you need to do, and you already know how to do it. Because it wasn't, we already knew what we're cleaning, we're getting rid of, because we're preparing ourselves for the new, the beauty, the new colors, the sunshine, the warmth. We're preparing ourselves for all the new things that's coming through with this equinox. It's also a wonderful time of year for traveling. And it's a great time to dedicate a space for new intentions, adorning ourselves and our places with colors and plants and herbs to promote growth and healing. It's a great time, like we said earlier, about the gardening and honoring our astrological events that's coming in. Singing songs to our plants, singing songs to the earth, feeding our plants and flowers. One thing I plan on doing is for my spring equinox ritual day I'm going to do, moving into my fast, is to make sure that I wake up at sunrise. And sunrise, so waking up and being able to glimpse the sun over the horizon and to wake my body up, you know, to be able to see that change from that dark to light, you know. And I'm saying that out loud because I'm talking myself into it, because I'm not going to lie, I like to arise, you know, but I need to arise with the sun, you know. And that's going to be a little challenging because the sun comes up a little earlier now. You know, and so in saying that, I don't mind because that's what I'm looking for. That's the intention that I'm setting for myself. Something is on the horizon. Something is coming my way, and I want to be up and ready and prepared for that when it comes. Cultures that do the big bonfires at night, this is a great time to create new goals and projects for yourself. And when you do that, make sure you set it where it's balanced, when you're in balance, clear head, and open your plans and open to plans of possibility. Because remember, spring is about change, and we're all going through different changes. So don't make your goals and your plans. Basically, you need to have some flexibility. You know, you need to, I don't necessarily want to say leave room for error as much as leave room for possibilities, other possibilities, you know, because we can plan all we want, but, you know, God has a different plan. You know, we can want all we want, but then God says, well, I'm not going to just give you what you want, but I'm going to give you what you need. And then what you need, you're going to realize that's what you really wanted. You know, so leave room for possibilities, but set goals. You know, going outside more and hugging a tree. And I know that over these last couple of years with COVID going on and people being inside for a long time, when they got to the point where it was time for folks to go outside, I know they definitely appreciated it. more, you know, but now we need to get back to nature. And we really need to go outside and get back to nature because nature is changing just like we are changing. You have to understand that we have new species of bugs and animals and different things that are popping up. And then we have other species of insects and animals that are dying off. And if we don't have domain over anything, we are supposed to have domain over this planet, over this earth, and what we're supposed to be doing. And one of the things we need to be doing is taking care of her and loving on her. But if you don't even know what's in her, you're going to become a victim. You know, you're not going to, you can't rule or have domain over something and you don't even know what it is. So getting our hands into the soil, you know, really learning and traveling and, you know, getting out there and taking those walks or sitting out in the sun, you know, and actually looking at the birds and giving back, feeding, you know, feeding the birds, feeding the animals, feed the ants. People are always, oh, my God, I give it an ant to help us. You know, feed the ants. Give them some food. If you give them some food, they won't come for your food. You know what I'm saying? Just give them something. Let them go the opposite direction. Give the birds something. You know, give them something because guess what? They're a part of that whole cycle of life. You know, that whole entire cycle, you know, we give and we receive. We're good. We don't just give to receive. But we give because that's a part of the receiving part. Okay? So like I said, we have the new moon that's on the 21st, and that new moon will be in Aries. So happy birthday to all of those Aries, that those fire children that are coming up on March 29th. We move into our first quarter moon. So in the process of all of this, I have a couple of questions that I want everyone to, if you have your pencil and paper or your pen and paper, just a couple of questions that you can write down that maybe you want to ask yourself. I use these questions to journal for myself. And so that moving forward when I am I'm doing my work, when I'm going in and digging in and trying to maneuver through, you know, the muck. When we maneuver through the muck, I have some things that I'm working with. So one of the questions that I think that we should ask ourselves is, but the big endings that's coming your way, how do you feel about the things that are coming your way to end? You know, basically, there's going to be a beginning and there's going to be an end. How are you going to process the ending? And for me, I know that there are some things that I will have to work myself through, and I will have to mourn it just like a loss of something. But then there's going to be some things where I'm going to release it and not resist it. You know, sometimes we hold on to things and we resist the change because we're so used to it being there. But if we resist changing our clothes from heavy winter coats, and now it's about to be 80 degrees outside, but you love this, you know, this $500 leather coat with fur that you brought that's lined with goose feathers, and you know what I'm saying, and it's Gucci down, and now it's 80 degrees outside, but you want to wear this coat. You don't want it with a heat stroke. So something has to end. How are you going to process your endings? Are you going to hold on to them? Or are you going to try to resist the change? Or are you going to allow yourself to really release? Because the changes are coming. And also to piggyback on that with figure out what are things that you have to release and which things that you can replenish. What is released and what is to be replenished? Like we said earlier, everything doesn't have to be thrown away. We don't have to throw everything out. Oh, I'm done with this. This no longer serves me. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God, where are my keys? You know what I'm saying? Well, you threw it out. You were so busy throwing things and cleaning things that you forgot that, you know, your keys were over there. So make sure that we're paying attention to the things that's going on around us. We have a lot of confusion, a lot of easy, unstable energy that's around us. And the only way that we're going to get ourselves focused in order to move through this energy is to get ourselves grounded, to get ourselves focused. Number three, how are you going to focus yourself? What are you going to use to focus your energy? You know, and it's different for everybody. What I'm starting to learn more is that, and we say it, but the truth is everybody's spiritual walk is different. Everybody's spiritual walk is different, and we have to embrace the differences in everybody. And if you don't, you're going to wind up missing a great lesson. Some people may use yoga. Some people might, we do use meditation. Some people, their meditation might not necessarily be sitting down. Some people they jog, and that's their meditation. I know for me, crocheting helps me out. I can sit down there and crochet and be making something. Next thing I know, I'm like, okay, I got that. Okay, I know what I need to do now, because it's a way, it's for me, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's something about the yarn moving through my fingers, you know what I'm saying, that's allowing me to, it's just stimulating a pineal gland for me. Something about me touching the yarn and me allowing the yarn to tell me what it wants, and I just create it, and I can do it with my eyes closed sometimes. And next thing I know, I'm like, okay, this is what I need. And also, you know, it's a way for me, that's something that I share with my ancestors, you know, and that's another part I want to touch on. You know, the things that we do during this time, you know, refresh us. If you not just refresh yourself, refresh your ancestors, you know, say, you know, make sure the things for them are clean. You know, when I sit and I crochet, that brings me closer, or when I'm sewing, you know, that brings me closer to my grandmothers and my great-grandmothers. You know, when I'm creating, you know, my grandfather was an inventor. When I'm thinking about when I'm handling my business or doing business, you know I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. So all of these things that I'm doing gets me closer to them. How am I going to express myself? What am I going to do? How are these things going to lead me closer? Like I said, my crocheting helps me to meditate, but it also allows me to celebrate that relationship that I had with my grandmother. You know, when I'm out in the garden and I'm giving back and I'm planting or I'm doing things with the soil, that gives me that connection. I'm thinking about my grandmother when she used to have us down here, and I swore, telling you, told my mom one year, I thought she was trying to make us a slave, because she had us out there. We were picking pecans and picking pickles and picking, and she had us canning, and she wouldn't even let us go get ice cream. We had to make our own ice cream. So there's a lot. But during that time, I appreciated it. But no, now I appreciate it more than back then, because now I realize that I take those memories and everything that I learned, I give back to the earth. All right, so we have a caller. Thank you very much. Let's see. Greetings.
Hello, it's Melissa. It's Melissa.
You
caught me mid-chew. I'm getting my grub on.
How you doing, my sister?
I had chimed in. Oh, I'm good. I am right now my life is multitasking. That's pretty much all I can say. So I am not a still person for the past 3 months, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. But I'm coming to a head on some stuff, and I'm praying it's gonna pay off. But anyway, when I had chimed in, it's when you were talking about getting outside. And one of the things about being as busy as I've been, I have not been able to get outside. And it's bothering me because I really want to take a walk or something. And then on the days I think I can, then the weather's not cooperating. And it's just like I have no – it just doesn't seem to work for me. So my plan, like I'm kind of excited about the fast coming up because it's going to force me to do some things, which I need it. So I have – my bicycle, and I used to walk the neighborhood, but this time I plan to bike around the neighborhood for a few reasons. I need to get out. I need to exercise a little differently because I don't exercise at all.
Right.
And I'm not being able to take the type of walks that I enjoy, so just walking around my neighborhood isn't giving me the euphoria I was getting before. So I'm thinking if I get on the bike and get used to something new, maybe it'll bring it back because I need to get out there.
Yeah.
So,
And you need to see what's around you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And then the other day, I was listening late to, I think it was the last full moon. Was the last full moon a Virgo or was it a new moon?
The last... yeah, the last full moon was Virgo. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
and so
the new moon that we're gonna have is Aries. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they were saying that the energy from that Virgo moon is all about cleaning and organizing, and like you said, changing, not throwing away things, but updating it or finding a new home for it. Or retiring it, but, you know, just not necessarily, like you said, throw it away. No, we don't have to waste it. It still has some good. And I looked at my life, and I'm like, I can see some things that I'm allowing to happen and appreciate in the way it's happening and trust in the process and not my logic.
Mm-hmm.
And, as busy as I am, I am very receptive to this spring equinox energy, the changing of the guard.
The changing of the guard. Don't you see it?
But I am going to be, I'm not embracing the daylight coming. I'm more of a night person, and... I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my goodness, I'm just saying,
I'm all for equal 12-hour days are awesome for me, but I am looking forward to having the energy of the sun, though. I'm not gonna lie, because I know on them days when we don't have, like, a week we don't have the sun, I am terrible. There's no energy in me.
It is. So while I have you on the telephone, since you're one of the few people that I know that actually works in nature, with nature, have you seen a difference in your bees?
Okay, so I just had to go down deep into it, and I still didn't go into the last box, but I looked at it. Like, I broke it down so good that I could actually look at the last box, but it was getting late, and I had to close it up. And I hope I didn't lose my queen. But anyway, I digress. Only good thoughts. So there is a lot of babies coming out. Right now, a lot of them are drones, and drones are the boys who impregnate the queen. And I also saw some queen cups, which honestly, if I knew what I was doing, I'm supposed to smash them because I don't want a new queen. I want the old queen to still reign so a swarm can happen. So this is swarm season. And all of this, everything that I'm saying, the drones being born, which all they do is mate with the queen and then they die. As soon as they ejaculate, they die. It's the end of them. They die a happy death. It's just, that's just that's all they're there for. And when she comes back with all them, a whole bunch of eggs that she, you know, has fertilized, all she's going to be doing throughout the rest of the time is laying eggs. And she can live up to 5 years laying eggs. Everybody else in the spring, summer, have 6 weeks to live. The winter bees have about 3 months to live because they're keeping the hive down and ready for the spring. So they the earthworm coming about. So, yeah, there's
so
a lot
there
of growth.
Different bees. You have winter bees, and then you have the spring bees?
Yeah, the spring bees are the ones that live, you know, 6 weeks, and then there's a whole other batch, and the oldest ones are the ones that go get the honey, but the youngest one actually feed the babies, and then you got the ones that take care of the queen, and then you got mortuary bees. It's a lot going on. And then, but they, and there's house cleaning, because I've seen a bunch of dead bees coming out of one of the hives, and so they cleaning. Yeah, so even they're cleaning, okay? But there's a lot of growth because it's all about reproduction. I saw a bunch of honey in the in there. I'm not sure where they got their honey from, but there was a bunch of honey in there.
I was a part of that experience in a different way, but, yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah. I mean, pollen I expect because that's what's making us sneeze. But honey, now that was like, okay, and I'm and I have a hive that's not thriving as well as the others, and even that one has some honey in it. So I'm like, okay. But, yeah, there's a lot of growth. There's a lot of abundance. And there's a lot of new beginnings. Yeah, there's a lot of new beginnings that's happening in the hive alone.
And it's unexpected. Like you said, you wasn't expecting it, and now you have honey that you was not expecting.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the type of energy that we're in right now. You know, expect the unexpected. You have people say, oh, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. It's like, yeah, you know, the worst might come, but I don't want to spend all my time just planning for that. I want to at least enjoy it because enjoy some of, you know, the time that I have. And like you said, there are things that's being cleaned, even with the bees. It's being cleaned. It's being refurbished. It's being reborn. Some things are dying off, which I did not know that you had winter bees and spring bees and I guess summer bees too. And they only
well,
stay
the summer
alive.
Bees, yeah, the summer bees are the spring bees because it's 6 weeks, so you get probably
it's
four sets of them before. Yep.
Okay. And that would carry you into what, the next set of fall?
Which would be the fall winter.
The fall
yeah,
winter.
The fall winter. The fall winter bees, yep. So they can live 3 to 6 months. That's typically their lifespan in the right climate.
Okay. And that's interesting because during the fall and the winter is when you're doing, you know, you're harvesting and you're doing your work.
And things slow down.
Yes. So it is good that things slow down because when things slow down, you know, that's why I appreciate the retrogrades when we have them is because it gives you time to slow down and to think.
Yep. And I have to say this disclaimer. To everyone who, this is winter, to everyone who can't stand the cold, can't stand the snow, oh, my God, I can't believe it's raining like this. It's cold and windy and raining and icy and it get on my nerves. All of you people, stop dissing winter. Winter is needed. It is needed. The earth, like you, needs to rest. This earth is having issues because it cannot rest. And these storms are getting worse because it has to use the same energy that we put into destroying it. It has to use that same energy to correct itself. So tornadoes are off the chain. Hurricanes are off the chain. Blizzards are off the chain. Everything is off the chain. Y'all better start praying and being grateful for winter and for rain and for all of that stuff because that's what keeps us going. That sun will kill you quickly. Stop playing with your blister skin. Stop. Get some rain water and some snow and some ice on you. And some cool breezes. And enjoy that. I'm sorry, but y'all stop dissing my girl.
We have this conversation. Although I was like, we need the winter. I was like, yes, I know. I know. You're right. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your expert information as far as the Queen Bee is concerned. I appreciate you, you know, and I'm looking forward to some of that honey. You know, that's some special honey right there. All righty.
All right. Love you.
Love you more. Peace. All right, family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My dear sister Melissa called in to share her information. So, like I said, just to recap, you know, once again, happy birthday to our Pisces, that flow, that energy. I have Pisces in my chart. It's in my, it's my Venus, which is really interesting. And so, you know, that moon is emotion. So as we move through the emotions of this full, this next new moon that's coming, as we move through the emotions of all the things that's coming our way, as we move through the emotions of other people's emotions and other energy that's being directed towards us, all the thing I ask that everybody puts their protection in place. Your protection is your prayers. Your protection is, that's the first line of defense. You know, your prayer. It'll be a song that says prayer changes things. If you can't find your way, fall on your knees and pray. You know, put those protections in place. Make sure you're doing what you need to do, not just for yourself, for your family, you know. And when you get out here and start doing the work, even for yourself, put your protection in place. You don't go out there and put your child on a bike. Well, I don't know. I wasn't a child. I didn't have all that gear. But nowadays, you know, you want to make sure the child has something on their head and something on their knees and get them ready. I would say if you're riding a dirt bike, don't put your child on the dirt bike without any protection. So when we go out here and we're doing the things that we love, protect yourself. Protect your mind. Guard your mind and your ear gates, okay? Don't let the first thing that you wake up to in the morning be death and destruction. Give thanks. Rise up with the sun. Give thanks and praise. You know, just like this energy out here that's telling us that we can't, we can counteract it with positive energy and say that we can. When we say love conquers all, you know, what does that look like in your life? So I hope everybody was able to get something from it. If it doesn't resonate with you, I totally understand. You know, if it does resonate with you, I totally, you know, because like I said earlier, everybody's spiritual walk is different, but we are all on the same planet, and we all sit under the same stars. So as we move through this energy, make sure that you understand that we are moving into a time period of celebration. It is a new year. It is every morning that you make up, you can make a different choice. That is something, you can do something different that you didn't do yesterday. Choose you. Choose to love you. Choose to love yourself. Choose to love your neighbor as yourself, but you have to love yourself in order to love your neighbor. You know, take care of the earth. Take care of the animals. Take care of our children. Take care of your elders. You know, small changes mean a lot. Small changes mean a lot. The smallest change means a lot. I want to thank you all for being here with me this evening. And I want to end by saying I give thanks and praise to God, to Mother, Father, God, for allowing me to be here to share this information with you. Once again, I give thanks for the callers that, well, Melissa, the caller that calls in and to share her information. She has been a blessing, not just to me, but to our community and to the earth. You know, I give thanks and praise for Mama 7 and a wonderful approach that you can always tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for the classroom. We're going to be dropping some jewels there. Tune into our – thank you for allowing us to tune in and to tap in to your spirit, allowing us to tune in and tap in to what you have for us, allowing us to align with you know, the divine energy, allowing us to have this platform that we can share and we can love upon each other, and that we have a creative space in order to move forward. I give thanks and praise. Ashe, Ashe, Asheo. Peace.